human kinetics and recreation student at Memorial University, is collecting data on the experience the public is having with comfort and fit of personal protective equipment during the COVID-19 pandemic through an online survey as part of her honors research project. The survey is open to people of all ages in the four Atlantic provinces. I spoke with Jessica Cole about her study.
I'll just start by giving like a brief overview of my purpose for doing this kind of research. So it's for my honors thesis for my bachelor's degree. I'm in my final semester. This is part of the process for us to kind of learn a bit more about research and get our feelers out there. So I'm working with my professor, Dr. Kim Cullen, who is a prof at the university, and we're looking at the PPE and how it affects the public right now. From what we've learned, the fit and comfort of PPE is really impactful on compliance and thus its effectiveness. From various other research, we've learned that this isn't always the case for people. You know, different genders, ages, race, and different body profiles have different experiences and different fits and comfort while wearing PPE on the job, which can significantly impact their compliance, and they're left feeling vulnerable and unsafe and undervalued when the PPE does not fit. And PPE is also the last line of defense in terms of protection from COVID-19. So there's those various other elements like washing our hands and social distancing and restricting travel, but PPE is the, you know, last thing, the last barrier between you and contracting the disease. So it's really important that it fits properly and is comfortable. So we're really interested in seeing how these differences in race, gender, and occupation, living location play a role in the experience people are having right now.
Why was it important for you to dig into this research into comfort and fit of personal protective equipment?
Yeah, so we've done a bit of research that was part of my like background to get this kind of going, was to determine like what the experiences are. And it does leave people feeling very, you know, upset that they don't fit into PPE. And that's what a lot of Dr. Cullen's background is determining how people can be safe while at work. So where I kind of came into this was my interest was determining how the public was feeling. Because if people have this kind of feelings on the job, you know, I'm sure people right now are having these kinds of issues as everyday people are being forced to wear face masks out and about. It's definitely not something we knew how to do in the beginning of this. It's totally new to a lot of people. So we really want to determine what we can do to better this kind of situation for people. And hopefully that can be used to influence public policies and public health guidelines for PPE use and to try to improve that fit and comfort.
Jessica, what is your own experience with wearing PPE and what are you hearing from friends and some of the people you're speaking to?
From my experience, I've heard like a lot of, you know, negative feedback. People really don't like it. It's uncomfortable. It makes you overheated. You can't breathe properly. And it can be really difficult when out in public and trying to go about your daily tasks and having this barrier on your face. So from what I can say, I think people are going to, you know, have some things to say about this kind of issue. And hopefully this kind of research can, you know, better that for them, make it a bit easier.
Right. And that's exactly what I wanted to ask you next was how will this research be used?
Yeah. So hopefully we're not sure yet, but hopefully if I was to get published, this kind of research can be built upon from other researchers and the information can be used, you know, implement interventions in the manufacturing of PPE and in, you know, other discovering what can be done to fix it. Like, can we make them more like ventilated? Can we make different options? You know what I mean? Like make some improvements in all areas of PPE use, specifically with those face masks and face shields and that facial protection.
Now you are recruiting for this research. How can people get involved and take part?
Yeah, so I'm recruiting through an online web survey. And to be eligible, you have to be over the age of 18 and from the Atlantic provinces of Newfoundland. It's also important to have access to the internet or a smart device because it's an online survey and be able to read and write in English. Once this survey goes live, which should be really any day now, it's just through a little anonymous link and they are brought right to the survey and they go ahead and answer the questions. If they don't want to answer any particular questions, that's not a big deal. They can just skip to the next one. Any information they can provide is valuable. And that's it, pretty much it. It only takes about, you know, 10 to 20 minutes max. It's really great information for me.
Jessica Cole, human kinetics and recreation student at Memorial University. Thank you very much for joining us on the VOCM Morning Show.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.